Welcome to today's deep dive, where we're tackling Think and Grow Rich, but with a twist.
A twist?
Yeah. We're going to see how these principles can empower you right here in our community.
So think and act locally with Think and Grow Rich.
You got it. And if y'all are getting something out of this deep dive, consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Links in the show notes.
So think and grow rich. Well, it all started with Andrew Carnegie.
Yeah, the steel magnate.
Right. He wanted to share the secrets of his success. He believed everyone should have access to this knowledge.
It's pretty amazing how this book came about. Carnegie was adamant that this knowledge should be shared, not kept hidden.
And the author hints at a secret throughout the book.
A secret?
Yeah. It's supposed to be a blueprint for success that's helped tons of people.
All sorts of folks, right? Politicians, business leaders.
Even a tailor in Cincinnati.
Intriguing. So this secret isn't some magic formula.
Right. It's more like a universal set of principles you can apply to your own goals.
Whether it's improving your life or revitalizing a local park, these principles can make a difference right here at home.
So we're using the same tools that help people like Charles M. Schwab, who is president of U.S. Steel.
Schwab used these ideas to amass a fortune.
Exactly. But we're using them for the good of our community.
And we can't forget about Arthur Nashe, the tailor from Cincinnati.
What about him?
He turned his failing business around using these principles. He got so successful that it was all over newspapers and magazines, giving him tons of free publicity.
That's incredible. So are you ready to dive into these principles and see how they can empower you to think and act locally?
Let's go.
The first principle is desire.
Desire.
Yeah, a burning desire is the starting point of any achievement.
Makes sense.
It's not just wanting something. It's that deep yearning that fuels action. Think and Grow Rich tells this great story about Edwin C. Barnes.
Who's that?
He was this guy who was obsessed with working with Thomas Edison, not just for him. He had no money, no connections, but his desire was unshakable.
What did he do?
He hopped on a freight train, went to Edison's lab, and basically refused to leave until Edison gave him a chance.
Wow. That's persistence.
Exactly. And it leads us to the next principle, persistence. Think and Grow Rich shares a story about R.U. Darby.
I don't think I'm familiar with him.
He gave up on his quest for gold just 3 feet from striking it rich. Can you imagine?
Oh, man, that's rough.
But Darby later used that experience to find success in the insurance industry. He learned that giving up too soon can mean missing out on success.
And this idea of persistence is crucial for thinking and acting locally.
Absolutely. Community challenges require consistent effort. Real change takes time. There'll be obstacles and setbacks.
But those who persist are the ones who make a difference.
Right. Desire and persistence are essential, but they need direction.
And that's where the subconscious mind comes in, right?
You got it. Think and Grow Rich emphasizes how important the subconscious mind is for turning desire into reality.
And there's that incredible story about the author's son who was born deaf.
Yeah. The author believed his son could hear and instilled that belief in him.
And eventually, the author's son overcame his deafness. It's incredible.
It shows how the subconscious mind can achieve amazing things when aligned to their goals.
So that's where auto-suggestion comes in.
Right. Our thoughts and beliefs, whether positive or negative, influence our subconscious and shape our reality.
So if we tell ourselves we can't make a difference, that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But if we feed our minds with empowering beliefs, we can reprogram ourselves to achieve our goals. This is where Think and Act Locally comes in.
So we need to ask ourselves what limiting beliefs are holding us back.
Yeah. And what would happen if we focused on thoughts of possibility and empowerment instead?
The book also tackles the idea that knowledge is power. But it doesn't start there.
It says knowledge alone isn't power. It's potential power.
Ah, I see. It needs to be applied.
Exactly. Think and Grow Rich uses Henry Ford as an example. Some people called him ignorant because he didn't have much formal education.
But he had a deep understanding of the automobile industry.
And he knew how to apply his knowledge.
He didn't let a lack of formal education hold him back.
Exactly. So when it comes to our community, what knowledge could you acquire to improve your life or help others?
What skills are needed to address the challenges we face?
It could be anything. Sustainable gardening, community organizing, conflict resolution.
The possibilities are endless.
It's about being strategic in our pursuit of knowledge. Think and Grow Rich wants us to ask, what do we need to learn to make a real impact?
And that brings us to one of the most exciting principles. Imagination.
It's about envisioning what could be. The book talks about two types of imagination, synthetic and creative.
Synthetic imagination is rearranging existing ideas, like rearranging furniture.
And creative imagination is like building a whole new house.
That's a great analogy. So to solve local problems, we need that creative spark.
We need to think outside the box.
Challenge the status quo.
And imagine new possibilities.
How can we use our creative imagination to make our community better? That's the question.
Absolutely. But once we have those creative sparks, we need a plan.
That's where organized planning comes in.
Right. We need a roadmap to make our dreams a reality. The book tells a story about Dr. Gonzalez, who wanted to build a college.
But he needed $1 million.
He had a clear vision and practiced a sermon about what he'd do with $1 million. And guess what? His belief in planning led him to someone who funded his project.
Wow. That's incredible.
It shows the power of a plan, especially when combined with a burning desire.
So what steps can you take to make your vision for the community a reality?
What resources do we need? Who can we collaborate with? These are all important questions. And speaking of collaboration, that's where the mastermind comes in.
The mastermind.
It's about harnessing the power of collaboration.
Ah, like a team of superheroes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Henry Ford is a prime example. He collaborated with brilliant minds like Thomas Edison, Luther Burbank, and Harvey Firestone.
Ford knew he couldn't achieve his goals alone.
And this principle is essential for thinking and acting locally. We need to connect with like-minded people.
Build those mastermind partnerships.
To amplify our impact. By working together, we can achieve much more than we could alone. But we have to address one big obstacle to achieving our goals. Fear.
Fear.
It's a dream killer. The book identifies 6 basic fears. Fear of poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death.
Wow, that's a lot of fear.
It's important to acknowledge these fears.
Yeah.
They can be paralyzing.
They keep us from taking risks.
And pursuing our dreams. Think and Grow Rich argues that fear often comes from indecision.
Indecision.
Yeah. When we hesitate, we allow doubts to creep in and cloud our judgment.
And that can fuel our fears.
Exactly. Whether it's speaking up at a meeting or starting a community garden, fear can keep us stuck.
So what's the antidote to this fear?
The book says we need to make clear, definite decisions. When we decide on a course of action, we eliminate the back and forth that feeds fear. We choose a direction and commit to it.
So in the context of thinking and acting locally, it means being decisive and taking action even when it's uncomfortable.
It's about choosing courage over fear. There's this incredible story in the book about a man on death row who was unbelievably calm.
Calm on death row.
He was at peace because he'd accepted his fate. He had made a decision and found a sense of control in an uncontrollable situation.
That's a powerful example of the power of decision.
It gives us a sense of control even in difficult circumstances. And if we apply this to our community work, it means being willing to make tough decisions and move forward even when we face opposition or uncertainty.
It's about remembering that leadership involves making tough choices and staying the course.
Before we move on, remember, if you're finding value in this, you can support us at thinkintoedlocally.com/donate. Every bit helps us continue creating this content.
The link is in the show notes.
We'll be right back to continue our deep dive into Think and Grow Rich through the lens of Think and Act Locally.
Stay tuned for more. Welcome back to our deep dive into Think and Grow Rich. Before the break, we were talking about decision-making and overcoming fear, but how do we actually turn decisions into results?
That's where personal initiative comes in.
Personal initiative.
Yeah, Think and Grow Rich says we can't just wait for opportunities.
We have to create them ourselves.
Exactly. We need to be proactive, resourceful, and take charge of our goals.
It's about asking, what can I do right now to make things happen?
And that's where organized planning is so important.
Like Dr. Gonzalez, who wanted to build a college.
Right. He had a plan and visualized his success and took action.
The book also has this story about a woman who wanted to help her son get a job during the Great Depression.
Jobs were hard to come by back then.
But this woman, she didn't give up. She helped her son create a brief.
What's a brief?
It was more than just a resume. It showcased his value to employers. He researched companies, gave suggestions, and even offered to work for free during a trial period.
That's going above and beyond.
And it worked. He got the job because he stood out from the crowd.
It shows that taking initiative and thinking outside the box can lead to great results.
And this applies to thinking and acting locally, too. If you want to see change in your community, you got to take the initiative.
Be the one to organize that neighborhood cleanup or propose that new program.
Be the spark that ignites positive change.
The book also talks about how work itself is changing.
How so?
It's becoming less about jobs and more about partnerships.
Ah, I see. It's about mutual benefit.
Yeah. Employees need to be proactive problem solvers.
And employers need to treat their employees with respect and fairness.
It's about creating a win-win situation where everyone feels valued.
Think and Grow Rich highlights this shift as a key to success.
It's not just about individual ambition anymore. It's about collaboration and creating value for others.
And that leads us to service.
Going beyond self-interest and focusing on helping others.
Whether it's your customers, colleagues, or your community.
The book says we need to serve with enthusiasm and a genuine desire to help.
People can tell when you're just going through the motions.
Authenticity shines through. When you truly care about helping others, they're more likely to help you back.
It creates a positive cycle of growth and collaboration.
And while Think and Grow Rich focuses on financial wealth, it says true wealth is more than just money.
It's about having a rich mental, spiritual, and emotional life.
It's about positive emotions, meaningful relationships, and pursuing your passions.
Those are essential for a fulfilling life.
And when we think about thinking and acting locally, it's not just about economic prosperity.
It's about shared purpose, connection, and concern for everyone's well-being.
It's about belonging, contribution, and creating a community where everyone feels valued.
We've covered a lot. Desire, persistence, the subconscious mind, knowledge, imagination, planning, the mastermind, fear, initiative, service. But what about capital?
Ah, that's a great point. Think and Grow Rich talks about organized capital.
Organized capital? What's that?
Imagine trying to make breakfast without any systems or infrastructure.
So like no grocery stores or farms or anything?
Exactly. You'd have to travel all over to gather the ingredients yourself. It'd be a nightmare.
I can see how that would be a problem.
The book uses this to show the power of organized capital. It's about the systems and networks that make modern life possible.
It's about recognizing everyone's contribution, from farmers to truck drivers to grocery store workers.
It's about appreciating how interconnected we are. The book wants us to think critically about capital and move beyond simple narratives.
It says that organized capital, when used ethically, can be a force for good.
It can create jobs, drive innovation, and improve lives.
So how does organized capital relate to thinking and acting locally?
It's about understanding our interconnectedness within our community. Our decisions and actions have ripple effects.
We need to appreciate the contributions of local businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Invest in our local economy, support local businesses, and use our talents to help our community.
It's about understanding that we're all part of a larger ecosystem.
By working together, we can create a more just, equitable, and prosperous community.
Think and Grow Rich also emphasizes the importance of understanding history and the forces that shape our world.
The book uses the American Revolution as an example.
The freedoms we enjoy today were hard won by people who dared to challenge the status quo.
People like John Hancock, Samuel Adams, and Richard Henry Lee.
They weren't motivated by personal gain, but by a belief in a better future for everyone.
They risked everything for a more just and equitable society.
And they succeeded because they made decisions, formed a mastermind, and inspired others.
They had a clear purpose, a plan, and a commitment to action.
They persisted against the odds and transformed society.
Think and Grow Rich suggests we need that same spirit to achieve any goal.
Whether it's building a business, leading a movement, or transforming a community.
We all have the potential to be agents of change.
We'll be back after a short break to finish our deep dive into Think and Grow Rich and how it connects to think and act locally. Stick around for more. Welcome back to our deep dive. We've been exploring Think and Grow Rich and how it can empower us to make a difference in our community. We've covered so much ground already, but there's one last key element. Belief.
Ah, belief. That makes sense. It's kind of like the foundation, right?
Yeah.
If you don't believe you can achieve something, you probably won't even try.
Exactly. And Think and Grow Rich ties this into faith. Now, don't worry, we're not getting religious here.
Right. It's not about any specific religion. It's about having that unshakable conviction that you can make things happen.
It's not just hoping or wishing. It's that deep inner knowing that fuels you forward even when things get tough.
So how do we develop that kind of faith?
Think and Grow Rich talks about auto-suggestion. Essentially, you repeatedly feed your mind with positive affirmations.
Like instead of saying, I can't, you say, I can and I will.
Exactly. The book argues that this reprograms your subconscious mind, making you more confident and resilient. And what's interesting is that it emphasizes the importance of emotion.
Emotion. How does that play into it?
It's not enough to just say the words. You have to feel them. You need to believe them with your whole heart.
So you need to infuse your affirmations with passion and conviction.
Exactly. The author even mentions the power of emotions like faith, love, and even sex as driving forces.
Wow, that's getting pretty intense. But I get it. It's about harnessing the raw energy of our emotions and channeling it towards our goals. This totally applies to thinking and acting locally, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You have to be passionate about your community and your vision for it. You got to pour your heart and soul into making it a reality.
It all starts with that belief, that seed of an idea that can blossom into something incredible.
Think about the Wright brothers. They believed humans could fly, and they made it happen. Or Martin Luther King Jr., he had a dream of equality, and he helped to change the world. These weren't just passive hopes. There were unshakable convictions that drove them forward.
It's inspiring, really. It makes you realize we're capable of so much more than we often give ourselves credit for. And Think and Grow Rich even talks about a sixth sense. What do they mean by that?
They call it the faculty of creative imagination. It's about tapping into intuition and insight.
So the more we use our imagination, the stronger it becomes.
Precisely. Creative imagination is the source of so much greatness, inventions, innovations, artistic creations. It's the ability to see beyond limitations and envision new possibilities.
And when we apply that to our community, it's incredibly empowering. We can imagine a better future, envision solutions, and hold on to that vision with unwavering belief. That's the starting point for making a difference.
It's important to remember that Think and Grow Rich was written a long time ago. The world has changed a lot since then.
But the core message is still relevant today, right?
Absolutely. It's about personal empowerment, taking responsibility for our own lives, and harnessing the power of our minds. The principles can be applied to any goal, any dream, any vision.
So whether you want to improve your own life or make a difference in your community, Think and Grow Rich offers a roadmap.
It's a guide to transforming desire into reality. As we wrap up our deep dive, we want to challenge you. What one action will you take this week to contribute to your community or enhance your own life?
Remember, change starts with a thought, a belief, a desire. And it's fueled by persistence, action, and the power of your mind. So think big, act boldly, and make a difference.
And if you've enjoyed this deep dive, please consider supporting our show. You can find a link to donate on our website, thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Every contribution helps us continue to create this content and empower our community.
Thank you for joining us today. Keep thinking and acting locally.